This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. What a great time of year in our borderlands. Oh, it's hot. Oh, yeah, hot. And I'm always happy to be in the shade, but hot comes with the territory. And I'm thinking if we're all still here, we must all signed up for hot. Put me down for hot. And if there's another sign-up sheet, you know, a second sheet for the monsoon, yeah, put me down on that monsoon sign-up sheet, okay? And I'll risk saying this, but maybe put me down several times, as I do represent some local flora and fauna, and they'd like some monsoon, too. Oh, yeah, summer heat and the promise of thunderstorms. It's what we live for. Am I right? You know, around our place near the Ohalote, native flora is flowering and setting seed. The desert willows along that dry creek bed are in full glory. Amazing pink flowers, sometimes pure white, but big pink flowers that tell you right away that Chelopsis linearis is in the Bignonia family, Bignoniaceae. A fun family to pronounce, right? Bignoniaceae. And when I approach Bisbee, Arizona on the Saturdays of the farmer's market, blooming desert willows line the arroyos beneath the hot ocotillo-covered slopes of the mules. Oh, those mule mountains are magical. Another Bignoniaceae is blooming too in those mountains. Oh yeah, Esperanza! Arizona yellowbells, Tacoma stands, bright yellow trumpet flowers in those mountains. The Mule Mountains, they got some Bignoniaceae going on, yeah. Oh, on that Saturday morning drive or on numerous excursions across the Sulphur Springs Valley, especially when I get into some Chihuahuan scrub, a favorite sumac is laden with fire engine red fruit. Clusters of small red berries cover the branches of little leaf sumac, Rhus microphylla. Oh, yeah, and the berries, they've got seed in them. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Oh, yeah, going to germinate some sumac. And those sticky red berries make an excellent sun tea, a wonderful tart Rhus aid. Oh my, I mean, those large shrubs in fruit are a sight to behold, a sight to behold. The family, cashew family, Anacardiaceae. Acorns are just starting to drop from Emory Oaks. That's right. I told you this is an amazing time of year. So Emory Oaks are dropping. Toomey Oaks are starting to drop acorns. Silverleaf Oaks, the beautiful silverleafs are starting to drop acorns. That oak, that silverleaf is so pretty. Everyone in the uplands should have a Quercus hypoleucordes, a silverleaf oak, in their habitat. And you heard it here. Oh, family, Fagaceae, the beech family. Yeah. So what else? Oh, many neat things happening as we wait for the monsoon. The soapberry trees are blooming. Wild cotton gossypium is blooming. In the boulders, in the foothills of the Dragoons, the Chiricahuas, the Mule Mountains, the Catalinas, you know, 3,000 feet up to 5,000 feet elevation sort of thing, Erythrina flabelliformis is blooming. Oh, my goodness. It's the coral bean or the chilicote, blood red tubular flowers, hummingbird flowers atop, naked brown branches, fan-shaped leaves are coming shortly. Those Erythrina like the moisture that lurks under boulders, not to mention the winter heat for this tropical genus in its northernmost range. The genus Erythrina, that's derived from the Greek for red, flabelliformis, a specific epithet, fan-shaped leaves, Erythrina flabelliformis. And then later this summer, bean pods, long bean pods that say Fabaceae, the pea family, Fabaceae. And when those pods dry and split open, they expose a row of rock-hard seeds, usually bright red, sometimes brown, sometimes yellow, but usually bright red. Those seeds end up in your pocket, in the obsolete ashtray of your truck, or on a shelf at home. Oh, my goodness. So much is happening. So much is happening. I'm just talking about plants. I mean, we got flora. We got fauna. Things are happening. Come on, monsoon. Come on, monsoon. You are beautiful. Yeah, you are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.